with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, thanks for tuning in this weekend. We are in transition out of the summer. We're on the back end of the Labor Day weekend, and we're starting to think a little bit of fall grilling. And when that happens, Barbecue Bob and I head outdoors and talk about a little bit of the game that we might get in the fall. We're both hunters, and we enjoy cooking the wild game. What you thinking, Bob?
Well, you can't help but think about fall when you wake up and it's like 45
yeah,
degrees.
Like it was this morning. Yeah, my furnace was on for the first time in like 3 months.
Oh, lucky you.
This morning, yeah, yeah.
I'm sleeping in my basement. I don't have a front door.
Right.
And I have a curtain in the stairway to keep the mosquitoes and bugs out.
Right.
That cold air and the cats snake right down that stairway. And fortunately, I've got my Bunsen burner sleeping next to me, so I'm staying nice and warm. But
sure,
I'll tell you what, that house is cold in the morning. You gotta get the Stormy out.
Yeah, well, you'll get it buttoned up here in the next week or two, and she'll warm up for you. But you know, the fall is a season, and I really enjoy bird hunting. Whether it's upland game, which is quail or pheasants, those are partridge, maybe.
That's really your wheelhouse,
right?
Isn't it?
Yep. I lost Gibby this year, so I don't have a dog now. So it'll put a little bit of a damper on that. But I've got buddies that got them, so we can go do that. The other thing is the waterfowl season. A little bit later in the year is when that really kicks in. There's some early seasons on geese that are happening in September. But at the end of the day, Barbecue Bob wanted to talk about pheasants, ducks, and geese, and how it. That we might prepare those if you've got one.
Speaking of ducks, I'm going to finally go duck hunting. Maggie's boyfriend, Christian, has offered multiple times, and I promised I'd go duck hunting with him. So I don't know that I've ever duck hunted before. I used to goose hunt, but I don't believe I've ever shot a duck.
Well, you'll enjoy yourself because it's very social. You're sitting in a blind.
They're fast, though.
And they're fast, right? And you'll miss the first 20 that you shoot at because you'll be behind them because they're moving. But once you figure it out, you'll dial it in and make it happen. But there's a couple things that happen with ducks. And if we're going to go with a wild duck, just like the goose or even the pheasant, you're looking at very lean meat. And generally, you're only using the breast meat of the bird because the rest of it is either really small or really chewy, right, when it's all said and done. So
do you ever do duck jerky?
What? You know, I don't. I don't like it that much. I just pull the breast out of it, and I was going to talk a little bit about, you know, you can get domestic duck,
right,
too, right? You can go to your butcher and
really
grab
fatty.
A duck. Right, yeah, that's where I was going to go, is that domestic duck, you got to take the fat off it, whereas a wild duck, there isn't a lot of fat on it, and you're fine. Now, if you've got the patience, the duck turns out better if you pluck it and leave the skin around the breast because it's so dry that you're going to want to try to keep any moisture you can on it. But most people don't mess with plucking.
So
the
if
duck.
You're lucky enough to have a few ducks,
right?
How do you pluck it? Do you steam it?
Well, you dump it in hot water. Just get a bucket of boiling water and you just take the duck by the feet and drop it down in there for about 10 seconds. Yeah. Yeah, you clean it first, but then you dunk it down in there, and the feathers will then become very loose, and you can pull them off.
Have you ever tried aging duck?
No, and I know we had that Italian gentleman on
yes.
who was making duck prosciutto, but let's go back to a guy that busts a couple mallards, right, in the season. Now, because they're so dry and they're so lean, I'm going to put them in a brine, okay? And the brine is a simple brine. You've got salt and water. Right? That's a brine. You want to put some aromatics in there, some thyme, some bay leaf. You can do that. One variation that I like with game is an apple profile. So you could substitute the water with apple juice, and you're going to get a really nice profile on that.
How much acid do you pick up with that?
Well, not a lot because it's apple juice, right? It's not a lemon or a lime. It's not citrus, but there's a little bit of it in there. But I'm going to still put the salt in there. If I substitute the apple juice in, it's going to sit maybe 6 to 24 hours is what I want it in that brine. Then what I'm going to do is take them out of the brine, dry them off on a rack, because you want them dry before you're going to, and that little pellicle that you've talked about before, it's just a little film, a little skin. That's okay. You want that on
so
there.
So you throw it on a rack and put it back in the fridge for a couple hours.
Right, and let it, or right on the counter, because we're not going to hurt it. We're going to smoke it up.
But the
right?
refrigerator is going to dry it up quicker.
Yeah, yep, exactly. You're spot on. So, and then what I'm going to do is coat it with a little bit of olive oil before I put it on the smoker. And I'm going to smoke this at a low smoke, maybe 160 to 170 degrees, because I don't want a big hot smoke. I want it to take a while, about an hour to an hour and a half on there, till my internal temperature gets to 135, which is a medium, almost medium rare. This is duck now, okay? Because that duck is delicate, and I don't want to cook it too fast and get it hard and crunchy on the outside, because when I serve it, I'm gonna cut it on the bias and fillet it off in little thin pieces across the breast so that we get little medallions.
So you want to look there. At how your grain is going on that breast.
Right.
Just like a brisket.
Right. They're oblong like an egg, and you cut across them rather than cut lengthways on them. Cut the short way, and you'll get your little medallions. And I go like an eighth to a quarter inch thick is all. I don't want big chunks. It's very delicate, and you just want a taste of it on there. And again, with that little apple profile, man, it's fabulous.
So you could do like slice it real thin, do a little cream cheese mixture and a cracker and make little nice.
Yeah. Duck. And you know, and that's just the thing. Cheese and duck go very well together.
And you can eat that cold after you smoked it too.
Absolutely.
Because we had that somebody brought in some my friend out in Wisconsin brought in some smoked pheasant that he had bacon wrapped. He streams our show over in northern Wisconsin. And I think you did a recipe on
it's actually bacon. On thegrillingguys.com.
Yeah. You bacon wrapped pheasant.
Right.
He brought some in when I arrived, my client over there. He was so proud of himself, and it was cold. And I was like, oh, great. And I was thinking to myself, I don't know, cold. It doesn't sound so great. And he sliced it up. I could not stop eating it cold.
Yep, right.
It was so good cold.
Yeah. And if you go to thegrillingguys.com, our website, and you look up recipes and type in the word pheasant in there, I'll save you from going through this entire recipe, but it's there. That recipe that's up there is for 10 birds, because in Michigan, I'm fortunate to have some friends that are involved in some habitat organizations that have created their farmland to be a great habitat for pheasants. But by and large, there aren't as many indigenous pheasants out there as there used to be. So what we generally do is go to a hunt club. Right. Well, when you come out of the hunt club, generally they want three birds per guy in the field. You go with three or four guys, you're going to come away with 10, a dozen birds. If your dog's worth his weight in salt, you know. So my point is that recipe on the Grilling Guys is for 10 birds. And I do those whole rather than the breast on the pheasant, but I'm only going to eat the breast. It's just the bacon is easier to wrap and hold around it if we leave the whole carcass together. Yeah. And largely.
And is the skin on it?
No. Okay. No, they're skinned.
I thought they were skinned already.
Yeah, and that's the way you get them from most of the hunt clubs.
Right.
They'll clean them for you.
It's too much work to feather.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, there again, that's a brine, that's a flavor, and then we're smoking those. But I wrap those in bacon because the pheasants are super lean and super dry.
So goose, what I have made in the past, and anytime I get any goose given to me, and it's not that often, but I make jerky out of it, and that's really kind of all I care for with the goose. Am I wrong there?
No, you're not wrong at all. This is a very strong flavored meat, and when you cut it off in strips, right? And again, you're using the breast meat.
Yeah.
There's a lot of it there
kind
on a goose.
Kind of purple colored.
Right, yeah, exactly. And but you know, and here's a trick that some people do. If you put a little sodium nitrite in there, which is it's actually a ingredient in gunpowder.
Nice.
So it's controlled. You might not be able
to
get it.
So you make bang bang goose?
Right, yeah. That's how he got dead anyway. But anyway, my point is if you mix a little bit of that in your brine, it'll make that goose a really cool, like dark red mahogany color. And because goose is real dark and it almost turns black, but that nitrite brings a little bit of color out of it, and it's really appealing to the eye. But I'm just talking the tip of a spoon in your
brine.
Seems
like we made some of that at a tailgate at MSU a few years back.
You know what? It's my least favorite game to eat.
Okay.
Yeah. I just really don't enjoy it at all because it's such a strong flavor.
Yeah.
But there's recipes all over the internet.
I'll take a buy on that next time too.
Yeah.
So the goose jerky you buy is typically domestic goose.
Yeah, right. It's going to be from a farm. Okay. It's not going to be wild goose. But anyway.
How about that? Let's talk pizza next session.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to heat up the oven and maybe smoke a pizza. Stick with us. We'll be back.